And welcome to another edition of Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, the Thursday flashback special. I don't know how special it is. We got two flashbacks coming your way with no theme music particularly, because the flashbacks themselves have the theme music for that day, and maybe it's a welcome respite from the songs of social significance usual that we play. The first flashback goes to December 17th, 2000, and you're going to hear Eric, the spare change giver on the street, actually giving away money on the streets of Santa Cruz. I think he's also a lawyer. You get to hear him talking with people like Roxana Quistapache. We get to hear the opinion of the spare change bandit. David Silva calls in with discussion of his upcoming fast to end the sleeping ban. He was working on a lot of ways to try to do that. And then there's, of course, the first ever, I think it was the first ever homeless reading of the dead that happened coming up on December 21st, which you're not going to hear, but we reference it and we talk about some of the homeless folks who died. Scarecrow, Boxer Billy, and others. And you'll hear some more militant voices, at least from the sidelines. Tom Reveille, a guy who had his own pirate radio station before Free Radio did, denouncing our weak-kneed efforts to end the sleeping ban in the city of Santa Cruz. That's the sleeping sections of the camping ordinance, which is still in force, even though they don't use the word sleeping anymore. Can't be too cautious, you know. Then we get the flashback to December 21st, 2000, and in-studio guest this time is Zane, who is a fellow trying to, concerned about wheelchair access to Rainbow Family get-togethers, the Rainbow Family of Living Light, the Rainbow Villages, the Rainbow Camps, and he also, I think he had a wheelchair, and we wheeled him up to the second floor of our studio. I'm not sure how we did that. Don't quite remember it. You'll also hear Bob LaMonica speaking about his addressing a large crowd on rent control in San Jose. And the first mention of the Santa Cruz Coffee Clatch, the Christmas Coffee Clatch, which was the attempt to, as you'll hear in more detail, lobby the city council staff, mayor, and council members who were still around and hadn't departed for a fun Christmas vacation to open up some shelter, deal with the death rate of homeless folks and the criminalization of poor people outside that was continuing in the worst, well, I'm not sure it was the worst weather ever, but it was, I suspect it was winter weather. I don't have the weather reports with me, but you get to hear us discussing them. You'll hear more on the city, on us going into the city council's closed session for one of the first times I've ever heard to demand fairness and to demand that the folks being evicted from the Dolphin and Lee apartments have guarantees of return to the Mercy Charities Nuestra Vista. Do I remember it right? It's the housing project that replaced it at a significant cost of all the redevelopment housing funds for 5 years, and essentially to the benefit of Mercy Charities Housing. And I guess it's hard to say who really benefited from this, but it was pushed through by the Byers City Council. She was the mayor at the time. You'll hear Spare Change Scott going into details about the problems. And you'll hear us talking before the, in the first time ever that I know of, as I said, closed chamber testimony in the to the Santa Cruz City Council in their City Council closed chamber before in the so-called open interval. So there's all that. And I suspect more as well, because the first show we only have about half of, I think it was a 2.5 or 3 hour show. We only got an hour and a half of it. The second show is a 2 hour show, and I think we got virtually all of it. So have fun. And remember, don't try to get the phone number. Don't try to use them because they aren't accessible. You can use the Huff line, 831-423-4833. It's available. It can be used, and you can reach me, and you can give me any reports from the street that you think should be going out but that are unlikely to be covered by mainstream media. More on Sunday from the recent activities around Coral Street and the attempt to document and assist homeless people who are dealing with police regular destruction of their encampment, forcing them to move but not giving them any place to move to, and then harassing them the next week when they come back. So there you are. Enjoy.